This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Speeding up that tank delivery to Ukraine, as they say they desperately need it. Meanwhile, hump day, a big day for Trump. Will there be an indictment? There's threats of a lot of violence around this country if you're reading anything online. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, plus we will lighten the load as we go to the mailbag. Some of you are quite funny, actually. Seems like it was Joker Day. And UBIs, ubiquitous bits of information or just funny facts, right? So there you go. It's all in the mix here for this first hour. Let's jump into what's going on with Donald Trump. So Trump supporters are going to rally at Mar-a-Lago. In fact, really, there's kind of been an unofficial rally that's been going on. There's been a lot of reaction from Republicans on the Hill, including Kevin McCarthy, who said the House Speaker, when he was asked by reporters about this case the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg is building against the former president, he said it's just political. And he used personal money, which shouldn't lead to prosecution. And he said at a House Republican retreat, which is in Orlando, I think you know in your heart of hearts this is just political. And I think that's what the rest of the country thinks. And we're kind of tired of that. We're not coming here to defend President Trump. We're coming to defend equal justice. And I think by now you all know what this is about. So this Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, impaneled a grand jury in New York to look at possible criminal charges against the former press regarding a $103,000 hush payment through his attorney at the time, who was Michael Cohen, to porn star Stormy Daniels in 2016 to keep her from going public about an alleged affair the two had years before. Now, the rumor is, and I've tested this out with a couple of people in New York who are in the know, which means nothing because I think there's a lot of leaks out there. But what one attorney was telling me is that, you know, Bragg is just close to deciding whether or not to indict him. That's it. And it would be the first time, of course, in U.S. history, a current or former president faced a criminal indictment that way. And Bragg is using a New York statute relating to falsifying business records, which normally would be a misdemeanor with a 2-year statute of limitations. And then you couple that with a possible violation of federal campaign finance law to expand that charge, let's say, to a felony with a 5-year statute of limitations and possible 4-year prison term. So you get it, right? And again, McCarthy was among a lot of Republicans who said this was personal money. This was 7 years ago. Statute of limitations. Give me a break. So he tried to compare it to the potential case against this one against Trump to the Hillary Clinton 2016 campaign, where the Democratic National Committee paid for the Steele dossier, but logged the spending as legal expense. Clinton's campaign and the DNC eventually reached an agreement with the Federal Election Commission. They were fined $8,000 and $150,000, but there were no criminal prosecutions in that case. So McCarthy, referring to that, said, look, we live in America. It should be equal justice. We'll see if there is an indictment or not. Because of the possible indictment in the city, in New York, there are barricades that are being set up around that courthouse. In fact, they're already there. And in Washington, D.C., there have been some things set up as well, extra security, in case there is any kind of a protest, because there is the potential for that. So right now, it's just a waiting game. I mean, this is a waiting game. How long does this get drawn out? I can't imagine it gets drawn out past this week, and maybe it really is Wednesday that would be the day that this happens. I mean, look, the DA has put key witnesses in front of the panel in the last couple of weeks and offered Trump the opportunity to testify, and he's hinted that an indictment is close. So, I mean, this move would certainly send some kind of a shockwave through the 2024 White House race, because the former president is running to regain office. And trust me, like I said, the New York PD, they are gearing up for an unprecedented arrest or self-surrender, because that's probably what it would be, which would mean, if let's say this did happen, let's just play this scenario out. Let's say it does happen. It means if he self-surrenders, if the former president self-surrendered, and there was this indictment, he would be booked, fingerprinted, and possibly even handcuffed. So there have been these barricades that have now been erected outside of Bragg's office and Trump Tower, by the way, on Fifth Avenue. And every NYPD officer was ordered to wear their uniforms and prepare for deployment starting on Tuesday. Prepare in case there was any kind of a mass protest, because there is the expectation that that could happen. Now, there already have been supporters that have rallied around Trump at his Florida home, like I mentioned, Mar-a-Lago, to support him. And they think that will also grow, but that's going to be a calm, supportive kind of thing. So all of this is about that $130,000 and where did the money come from. And an indictment would be a pretty lengthy process. You know, listen, it could last months. There would be a lot of legal issues, and then jury selection and what you go through with jury selection. So this, my friends, is one to watch. Somebody said to me, and they were joking, of course, get your popcorn ready, right? Because it's all going to be about teasing and talking about it over and over and over again throughout the day, just in case this happens. But there is also a good chance that even there, though there was these leaks and conversations, that there might not be an indictment. Trust me, this DA has to tread carefully. There's no question about it. I mean, obviously, why would the NYPD be ready to roll on anything? Why would there be barricades that would be set up? Because there's already an awareness about what's happening on social media. And remember, he's back on social media, the former president, and the base is really mobilized. So look out. All right. The U.S. and tanks and delivering them to Ukraine. I got to jump on this one. So the idea is to get them faster than expected. And the White House National Security Council spokesperson, John Kirby, is saying that. He's saying it's about speeding it up as fast as possible, working on it. There are some changes you can make to the process that sort of kind of speed it up, if you will. And the idea is they're going to send General Dynamics Land Systems made Abrams tanks, just so you know the exact tank. I don't know why, but it makes a big difference because of the technology of this thing. So the idea is they're excited about getting it there. They're going to execute it. And the whole thing is, how quickly can we move up this timeline? Because it's not a simple process. You know, you have to send ammunition, vehicles to maintain it, fuel. You have to do training on the system so that they can sustain it in combat. They have to prepare the equipment. So it's not like, oh, let's just figure out the way, move these tanks. We can do this. We can just deliver this. No, 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 no. To fulfill this, it takes much more than meets the eye. What about the weather? Were you affected by today? Boy, a lot of people were. Talking about that next.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's XTENDOVITE.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ah, the weather. Yeah. What do I say all the time? It's the common denominator. You meet me when I'm pumping gas. Hey, how about this weather? You meet me in an elevator. How about this weather? It doesn't matter where I live. So I'm going to tell you the weather where I live. I know, not a lot to complain about, but I definitely had to wear a sweatshirt today. It was chilly. But chilly, to me, as to the rest of you living in some really cold weather places, which I know because I live there too. I grew up there, and I live there at many points in my life, is now like 50 degrees. But when you're used to 80 and you all of a sudden get, you know, slammed with 50, you definitely feel it a little bit. My friends in California, wow, at one point there were winds of 118 miles an hour. Are you kidding me? I mean, look, in San Francisco, that kind of wind, they're talking about bomb cyclone, right? I mean, all these definitions that we're learning now, bomb cyclone. So, and knocked down power lines, shattered windows in downtown San Francisco, caused a big rig to overturn on the Bay Bridge to Oakland. The Bay Bridge, years and years ago, you could, whatever search engine you have, you can look it up. It was a bridge that like cratered because of an earthquake. I want to say it was like in the 80s or something, maybe late 80s. And I always think of that when I think of the Bay Bridge, but it's really an important artery into Oakland. So there were a lot of things that happened as a result of the violent windstorm. And it wasn't just there. I mean, all over California, it's crazy outside of LA. There was snow. There were roads that were impassable. So, you know, you talk about bomb cyclone hitting Cali, and then you also say the brunt of the atmospheric river. So, and it's the same thing in a different way. Like, you have down electrical lines, you have car crashes, and you have dispatchers that are trying to just clear them out, and you've got the flashing warnings about where are the crashes and all of that. So it's been pretty wild to see it. The heaviest rainfall on Tuesday kind of lingered through And is still hitting some areas, you know, pushing into Nevada and Arizona for our listeners that are listening there. And it's, you know, it's wild because, especially in California, we were talking about drought. Now, the water, if you want to look at the upside, you want to be the positive person, the water reservoirs are filling up big time, right? I mean, seriously, it's insane because it's been the opposite. You know, somebody said, there was somewhere I read this, it was they were, of course, poking fun at it, and they were in California, and they said, listen, California might have to initiate mandatory water wasting because if the rain continues, what happens? Meaning there's just so much water. And it is interesting to see that you go from the yin and the yang of that. But then the downside, of course, is the power outages, is the lines going down. So none of that is any fun. Nobody wants to lose power. If you've never lost power in your life, lucky you. I would say for me, I've definitely had that happen. It wasn't because I didn't pay a bill, even in the early days. It was because of something that happened. It was because of a storm. And it's, even though you're prepared for it, are you really prepared for it? Because you're just going, you're humming along, using all your electricity, because that's what we live by, right? And then all of a sudden, poof. So I've said this before in the show, but it's worth repeating. I used to kind of say, you know, this whole thing about being emergency prepared. Oh, you have to have a bag. Be prepared. Have your stuff. Have the food that's non-perishable that you can eat. Oh, I'm totally on board. I get it. Because when you get slammed with this kind of weather and all of a sudden you're flooded, the power's out, you don't know when it's going to be restored, all of that, where are you going? Where are you scrambling? Where's your important papers? What do you need? Right? What do you need? And the answer is, if you have that go bag, then you just, boom, you grab it and you're out. You grab it and you're out, and it's no big deal. So it is a big deal, though. When, especially you live in some of these areas that are higher up and you get these, this heavy, heavy wind and you're just trying to fight back, being, you know, having everything blown down around you. We, you know, we've talked a little bit about, it's 2023 and all of a sudden we're going to be thrown into 2024 and it's like go time. When we talk about, okay, now you have a presidential race, what's happening locally for you, what's happening with your representatives in Washington, is the time up on some of them, or what are you voting on? Because we know there are different issues in different counties and different parts of all of the great states that we all live in. But a presidential year is super, super big. So you have Ron DeSantis, who hasn't officially announced he's running for president, but he's running around all over in the important places, which we get that. You have Joe Biden, whose wife said when she was on a trip to Africa, oh, yeah, he's running. But he has never really 100% said game on. It's just like a dance around that. So when you are a political person who is armed with numbers, people around you, you look at what the polls are saying, and the polls have changed a little bit. They're kind of, you know, they're kind of unchanged actually, but the polls are saying now a total of 46% of Americans say they approve of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president. 49% say they disapprove of the way he's handling the job. This was from the American Research Group. In February, 45% approved of the way he was handling his job, 51% disapproved. So, you know, it's pretty much the same numbers when you're just talking about that small number. And I was actually looking at all of his numbers, all of the approval ratings and disapproval ratings, you know, that whole thing, undecideds. And the lowest that I could find was in July of 2022. You had 50, 36 approved, 58% disapproved. 58% disapproved. So that's significant when you look at how that's climbed. But what does it mean? So what does it mean for what does it mean for being reelected? And the idea is there are Democrats that are out there that would prefer someone else run, and there are Democrats who represent on the Hill who would prefer that someone else run. But nobody's really saying too much about that right now. And you look at the national economy, because you just had the whole bank thing, the Silicon Valley Bank, and then other people running to put their money in bigger banks, and just depending on your personal situation. So we look at the national economy when that's the question that was asked as well. And is it getting better? How do you feel about it? Whatever. Getting better in March, which we're in March, 33% say getting better, 14% say staying the same, 50% say getting worse. I think elections, so much of elections are won or lost on our wallets. They just are. If you can't feed your family, if you can't feed yourself, if you can't pay your bills, depression, self-loathing. I mean, all the things that happen to you when you're struggling, and stress is so bad for you. And so much of that is tied to economics when you find yourself in that situation. So I think the more people struggle, the more there's a struggle against the economy, the more inflation, that kind of thing, that doesn't bode well for who's ever in office. So let's see where we are 3 months, 4 months, 5 months, you know, and further down the road. Hey, coming up, we're going to go to the mailbag. And in the mailbag, it is pretty funny. Some of the, I feel like it was like one-liner Wednesday coming up, because I had a couple of different people that threw their best one-liners at me. And I got to give you this one. I'm just going to give it to you right at the top. This one is from Ollie, who I don't think's ever written this show in the 15 years that I've done it. But Ollie in New Orleans says, I got some of the best one-liners that I have been saving up for you. And I want to make sure that you read them on the air. Well, Ollie, guess what? You get your wish, because coming up, when I hit the mailbag, you're first.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Looks like Congress will sidestep a partial government shutdown. Congressional leaders have reached an agreement with the White House on funding for the Department of Homeland Security. That was a key issue in passing six major spending bills before Friday's deadline. The senior generals responsible for overseeing the deadly withdrawal from Afghanistan appearing before Congress Tuesday. Mark Milley is the former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
On 14 August, the non-combatant evacuation operation decision was made by the Department of State. It is my assessment that decision came too late.
The testimony to the House Foreign Affairs Committee comes in the wake of a terrorist attack at the Kabul airport in 2021 that claimed the lives of 13 American service members. Former President Trump has stated he will need to resort to drastic measures to cover his $464 million bond in his New York civil fraud case. May involve rapidly selling some of his properties at discounted fire sale prices. John Schaefer, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
All right, so I told Ollie, we need some levity on this show. I told Ollie that I would read his one-liners. He sent me two of them. You ready for this? I'm just wondering. He said, Kate, I might have borrowed this from my 13-year-old daughter. You decide whether it sounds like a 13-year-old daughter. How does a computer get drunk? It takes shots. Ba-dum-bump. If prisoners could take their own mug shots, they'd be called selfies. Get it? Selfies. All right, Ollie. I say go back to the drawing board. Although for your daughter's age, they would be pretty, I think they'd be pretty funny, actually. Sounds like she has a sense of humor. Or she's good at looking up one-liners, because I know that I've probably heard some version of both of those. Nothing is new, right? We're reinventing the same things. But I like it. A swing and a hit. All right, speaking of that, Joe says, Kate, how about Ohtani and Mike Trout? Were you paying attention to what was happening at the WBC? What an amazing finish that turned out to be. And I can only imagine how excited the Japanese fans were. Yeah, what you're talking about, so everybody knows, is the World Baseball Classic. And Shohei Ohtani came out of the bullpen and he fanned his Angels teammate, Mike Trout, who's one of the best players in baseball, for the final out in a matchup that, of course, people wanted to see, the best in the best. And so Japan over the defending champion, U.S., 3-2 on Tuesday night for its first World Baseball Classic title since 2009. Yeah. And you can bet there's going to be probably some ribbing that will happen during the regular season. But it lived up to the hype. So I'm glad that you mentioned it. All right, let's go to another one. This one is Ben, who says, Kate, you know, everything is always dragged out when it comes to politics in this country, right? Everything's over-investigated, over-inflated. Half the time, you don't know what to believe or what to think. Do I think the whole Stormy Daniels affair and all that nonsense was ridiculous when it happened, the hush money thing, all of that? I mean, yeah, whatever. But now, all of a sudden, bringing it to light and then thinking that the statute of limitations won't bite that DEA in the rear end, I don't really think there is going to be an indictment. I think there's just a lot of hype around this, and maybe the former president would use it to his advantage, which I think he's probably trying to do. And I don't understand the Manhattan DEA, unless there's information we don't know, which certainly that could be plausible. Well, you know what? Alvin Bragg is his name, and he's saying he's not going to be intimidated after House Republicans accused him of abusing his authority while investigating the former president. So that's what he's saying. He's saying where the law takes him, that's what's happening, and that's why they have this grand jury and whatnot. Bragg's office even released a statement saying, in every prosecution, we follow the law without fear or favor. That's a good hashtag. Hashtag fear or favor. Fear or favor to uncover the truth. Our skilled, honest, and dedicated lawyers remain hard at work. So it's a coin flip, peeps. I mean, I think that's what it is. I can't get inside that man's head. I have no idea. I know what the rumors are. I have some pretty good sources in New York. I worked in New York. And even they're saying that he's treading carefully, much more than what's being discussed, right? Because we certainly see that there's already resources that are out there that are being expended in a potential, thinking of there could be potential protests. So we'll see. All right, let's go to another one. This one is very relevant. This one is from Dennis, who says, Kate, I grew up in Ohio, not in East Palestine, but I really feel for the people there. There are a lot of great small towns, as we know, all over America, and certainly in my home state of Ohio. What happened to those people that have to be near those derailed 38 cars with 11 of them carrying ridiculously hazardous material, and then the 1 gallon gazillions, it seems like, of hazardous material that was released from that, and the way that it's been treated is outrageous. And people are reporting they can't breathe, they have rashes, they're worried about long-term health effects, but at least no deaths or injuries were reported. So I guess that's the good news. What is the latest on why this all happened? You know, what they're saying is there's a safety board. They have a safety board, a U.S. safety board. They're saying that there were anomalies in these PRDs. They're called pressure relief devices that were on the freight trains that were operated by, of course, it was Norfolk Southern. And they're saying that they found that with the function, some of them might have compromised the capability of these valves to regulate internal pressure of the tank cars in a fire, so to lessen the risk of an explosion. Boy, that doesn't make you feel good. So let's cut to the chase. They weren't doing what they were supposed to do. And that's what pretty much was believed to have been the culprit of this whole thing, these PRDs. And so that's not good, and it's not good that where it derailed, and what is Norfolk Southern's ultimate response going to be? Get it in writing. That's what I would say, that they need to get it in writing. I mean, just because the CEO says, hey, listen, we care about the people, we're going to do everything we can, we promise you, we're going to do it, and then it's down the line, there's somebody new that's running the company. I mean, that's just life, right? And many of the people in this small town, they don't have resources to just jump and go someplace else. They just don't have it. All right, let's go to Bill, who says, Kate, this whole thing with the banks and the importance of being able to invest and invest in a small way that takes you to retirement. We know that, as you say, stocks are like the world's largest craps table, but if you can have a seat through a 401k or whatever means, and you can multiply that number and you can get that compound interest, you don't have to be making a crazy amount of money to be able to have money that you can rely on when you hopefully retire. So it is scary when we hear about some of the cavalier things that happen in the financial world. And it just seems like the people, the smaller people, the little people, if you will, at the bank got took. But the people that had money got warned. And maybe that's not true, but I hope they really investigate that. And then all those bonuses. So thank goodness everybody was promised they'll get their money, but it doesn't really inspire great confidence, does it now? No, it doesn't. And that's why there was the fear of, listen, this is the numbers. If you have that many people that feel panicky, they are free to get their money out of their banks around the country. And if enough people did that and did the let's just stick the money in the mattress thing, well, you'd have lots of bank failures. And so there was a big concern. That's why the bigger banks, which it's in their favor, they get the money back in the long run for sure. But they were willing to lend money basically to prop up bank failures because they know it's smart to do that. It's in their interest to do that and to not have people steeped in fear, to not have that happen. All right, as we kind of bounce around, let's go to, how about this one? This one is from Robert, who says, Kate, I was listening the other night, you were talking about more layoffs, Amazon. Boy, Jeff Bezos, he has a yacht so big they have to basically cut out an area to be able to have him park his yacht, and people are willing to do it overseas. And he has so much money, he could just light it on fire and it wouldn't matter. And then you hear about this, oh, well, geez, we hired too many people and now we're cutting back. And you got to wonder how many of those people are feeling that hit. And people forget, let's say you're in the market for a job and you have you're doing okay and you have a couple different offers and you pass on them to do the one offer. Well, then good luck trying to go back and get that other job. And you understand what I'm saying, what the cycle of all of that can be. So I really feel for the people that are getting dumped after they were hired because of a rash of hires due to the pandemic. And I suppose that's life, but doesn't it just seem like it's the move that everybody did in technology, and it's the move that blew up in their faces, and you just wonder, did they forecast incorrectly or what? Oh, I think, yeah, there was no preparedness for this. It's like, oh my God, we're in the pandemic. What do we do? Because we need to be able to bring money in. We need to figure out what we're going to do, where we're headed. But they didn't. To me, a lot of companies didn't bet on the right products in some cases. And then, of course, that's what some of the jobs were about. And then they also figured that the more was going to come in, and they just didn't balance that correctly. You can send me your thoughts 24/7, Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
UBIs, I see them coming in, right, left, and all over the place. Ubiquitous bits of information. I got to credit my next-door neighbor, Mikey, for that one, because he was constantly is telling me one UBI or another whenever I see him. Did you know this? Or how about this fun fact? And I like the fact that we have cornered the market on UBIs, so to speak. Everybody has them. Everybody knows some fact out there that maybe you've heard before or maybe you haven't heard it. But it's just dang interesting, and it just rattles around in your head. So Jeremy Paulson joins me, and he's got a whole bunch of them.
No,
Jeremy.
Not a bunch.
Yeah, not a bunch. I like that. The disqualifier. Not a bunch, but I have some. So let it rip. Let's hear them.
Oh, you're not going to start? You want me to start?
Yeah, you can start. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, did you know that back in the 1830s, ketchup was considered a medicine?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, ketchup was considered medicine. It was to heal, like, indigestion and diarrhea.
Oh, so now wonder if we could still use that to cure some of those things. Just go get the ketchup. Just do it.
Right. You don't need Pepto-Bismol. You just need ketchup.
Yeah. No, just get the ketchup. Just drink the bottle. If you can get it out, that would be the thing.
Well, in the 1830s, I guess that was their medicine.
Right. I like it. All right. So what else you got?
Okay, jeez. Back in the 1840s, did you know, instead of saying cheese, when you take a photo, they said prunes.
I like that one. I didn't know
because
that.
Because back then, smiling was considered childish in photos.
Oh.
So they didn't say cheese. They said prunes.
Oh, you know what? And you look at those old pictures, and the people look so miserable.
Yeah.
I wonder why, because they didn't smile. They look terrible. They look like, my life is sucky. I'm only going to live to 30. That's the average life expectancy. You know, what could happen to me? Who knows? I could get some disease. I have no ketchup to cure what ails me. So I'm gone. I'm a goner. Yeah, you see those old black, you see those old black and white photos, and they do. They look so miserable.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good one. I like that one. Prunes.
And then this one we talked about kind of a little bit. It's the average person falls asleep in 7 minutes. Do you believe that? I don't know about that.
I don't know about that either.
I don't know if I fall asleep in 7 minutes.
No. You know what? Actually, that's kind of interesting. I sometimes have trouble falling asleep. So much is rattling around in my head that occasionally I'll just get up and I'll just read or do something because I figure that'll make me fall asleep, and that sometimes works. But or watch, you know, a boring movie or something. But yeah, 7 minutes, that's wild.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. I like it. Are you out of them?
My last two are just really quick kitty ones. I was going to save them for the end.
Okay, you're going to save them for the end. All right, I'm going to let you save them, and I'm going to give some. Okay, so how about this? Did you know, and this is always fascinating to me because I like anything to do with the sky, that there are 50 billion galaxies in the universe altogether, in the wider universe, right?
How would they know that when we haven't explored that far?
I know, but that is a fact, a UBI. I was at the McDonald's Observatory, which I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Go to West Texas. Put this on your bucket list if you're ever near there. It's incredible. Accidentally, we were going to Marfa and flew into West Texas and went down there, and it just blew my mind. Just looking in these telescopes and what you see, it just, and I would say to the astronomer, there's an astronomer at one of the telescopes, I'm like, how do you know that? And he looked at me, because I'm an astronomer. So, yeah, he got me good. It's like, because guess what? I'm an astronomer. When I was questioning, like, how do you know that that's how many billions of light years away that is or whatever. But anyway, 50 billion galaxies, pretty crazy. All right, this is a good one.
Did they name each one?
Yeah, that would take a long time to name each one, right? Everybody in America can have a galaxy named after me, right? After them.
Yes.
That's what I say. If I was running for president, I declare that to make America great again, every single one of you is going to have a galaxy named after you. Just claim it.
Yeah, there you go.
Right? Why not? Everybody has a little bit of an ego. So this one is, I don't know, people might know this one. It was curious to me. Do you get a lot of speeding tickets?
No, I don't.
I don't either. I don't want to jinx either one of us, though. I mean, I have gotten them.
I go on average 5 over, and then people that blow past me, I'm like, hey, I'm already speeding. Like, just chill.
Yeah, just chill. Okay, here's the other thing. When the cop comes to the door, are you nasty to him, or are you just super friendly?
Super friendly.
Super friendly. Why be nasty, right? I don't get it, why people do that. I do have a funny story about that. I was going to Gilroy, California, and I was on TV. I was a TV anchor, reporter. So people knew my face in the area, and I don't know how fast I was going. I mean, there was no one around me. I was trying to get to the Bay Area, and I got pulled over, and the cop did recognize me and said something about blah blah blah, I watch or whatever, and I chatted him up. We were chatting, and I thought, oh, this is great, I'm gonna get out of the ticket, this is like typical. And he said, gosh, I really like what you do, but I got to give you a ticket. So it didn't work at all. It didn't charm him, nothing. So in 1896, that was the first speeding ticket ever 8 miles an hour, 18. That's what the speeding ticket was for, 8 miles an hour in 1896. What, somebody's horse was going too fast? That's ridiculous.
That's funny.
It is funny. A place I've always wanted to go, I've never been there. I don't know why. I'm just curious about it. The Eiffel Tower in Paris can grow up to 6 inches in the summer because of the heat. It expands.
I could see that.
I could see that, too, but yeah. It's just something you don't really think about. But that's kind of neat.
Statue of Liberty was originally a light tower.
I knew that. Yes. Have you ever been to the Statue of Liberty?
No, I haven't.
Well, since I grew up in the area, I've been to the Statue of Liberty countless times. And I don't know, it's kind of cool when you think about it. What's kind of cool to me is that they dragged that thing through the harbor and then plopped it up like, wow. I mean, that would break your back. I don't care how many people were working on that. So give us the others that you have.
Oh, these are just stupid little kitty ones. I was going to tell them, tomatoes are a fruit, so you should eat them. They are not vegetables. They are a fruit. And secondly, you cannot stand on clouds. If you try to stand on a cloud, you're going to fall through.
Ba-dum-bump. Okay, I won't stand on a cloud now that you've said that. I'm not even going to try to do that. Why would I do that, stand on a cloud? All right, I have, because everybody always wants to burn off calories. You know, everybody's walking around with the watches, turning them on. I mean, I have to say I'm guilty of it. How many steps do I do? I'm almost crazy obsessed with it because everybody always asks me it, so that's why. How about this? Pole dancing was popular at one point, and people were doing classes. Women were taking pole dancing classes. They weren't strippers. They just were doing it to get in shape. And I guess it burns 250 calories in a half an hour.
Yeah, Mason, I know a lot of people that take pole dancing classes.
Really? Guys, yeah. Too?
I don't know. No, actually, I don't know where any guys that do.
I don't know any guys that do that. Okay, this one is true. And we all hate doing it. I mean, come on, guys out there. You have a honey-do list, and you're, like, doing the yard, and you're pulling weeds, or you're doing something else that is cleaning of some sort. But when you do chores, you can burn up to 250 calories an hour. I just had that happen. I had there was a guy that was blowing, you know, hey, here, and we have weird hours. So, of course, that happens at the worst hour for me when I finally, after 7 minutes, fall asleep. And it just spewed all this stuff on the patio. So by the time I cleaned that patio up, I probably burned 500 calories. So there is something to cleaning.
Okay.
Easier than pole dancing.
I got to get into pole dancing and cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Or fire walking. You go over the hot coals, 500 calories in just a few minutes because you're probably so freaked out. That's a good one. Fire it up.
I was told yoga is good for you, too. So.
Yeah, yoga. Yoga. If you have any UBIs you want to share, send them to me. I'll read them in the mailbag or in this segment. Kate@KateDelaneyRadio.com. Jeremy, thanks.
You're welcome.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. As always, make it count. Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter @KateSDelaney. @KateSDelaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.